On this episode of The Edge, Clear Edge CEO Leslie Vickery interviews Brittany Sagel, Director of Marketing at Envoy, an immigration solutions organization that makes it easier for companies to hire and manage employees across borders. Brittany shares insight into current immigration topics, such as how recent government discussions surrounding H-1B visas will affect companies who rely on foreign talent, how organizations can utilize foreign talent to close the skills gap, as well as marketing questions like what excites Brittany most about marketing and marketing tools she can't live without. I hope you enjoy this episode.
Thank you for joining us, Brittany. I've known you for several years and have watched your career progression over time. First with RIVS, where you were in charge of marketing and communications, then with ClearEdge, when you ran many accounts at our company very successfully. And then most recently, I knew you as the managing director with ARA, which is Attract, Retain, and Advance Women in Technology. And what people may not realize about you, because you don't see this on your LinkedIn profile, is that you've really worked with the who's who in tech to help further and advance their women's initiatives and their companies through ARA. So whether it was the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Uber, Zillow, AOL, Expedia, you really set out to make a difference for women in tech and those companies looking to make change. You're one of the most creative, detailed, hardworking people I have ever met, and I'm so happy to have you on our podcast today.
Yes, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Excellent. Well, let's dive right in then and talk a little bit about your current role at Envoy, but maybe start by telling us a little bit about Envoy as a company.
Yeah, absolutely. So Envoy makes it easier for companies to hire and manage their employees across borders. And I know that's really vast. So what that means on a more granular level is that we provide immigration solutions that are fueled by technology for both U.S. inbound and global needs. So really all-encompassing. We help solve for the inefficiencies in the process that a lot of HR practitioners experience, whether it's wasting time or non-compliance issues. We know it's a really vast area and it is very complex. So we do this by bringing technology together with immigration attorneys, and we really try and provide the resources needed to secure work authorizations and visas in a quick, efficient manner.
Great. And obviously, it's a hot topic right now.
Yes.
just with business and politics and so forth. So let's start a little bit by talking about Envoy, and then we'll go into more about a couple of marketing trends. So sure. How does Envoy, I first came across Envoy through the staffing industry. So how do you support the staffing industry? So those companies who are hiring a lot of H-1Bs and other visa employees, how are you supporting the industry and potentially other industries?
Right. So we work with a lot of companies across industries. We were actually talking about it today in a team meeting. You know, is there one specific customer that we have? Is there one specific industry? And there's really not, because immigration is so vast and there are so many companies that are looking to hire for the skills gap and bringing in international employees, foreign nationals, and then also setting up shop globally. So looking outward as well. I would say primarily we work closely with large enterprise organizations. We work with media companies, work with consulting firms. So a lot of people are looking for the H-1B, yes, certainly, but there are a lot of other visa types out there that we also help solve for, and we help with the green card process as well. So there's not one particular industry over another that we work with. You'll see technology mentioned a lot. Obviously, there's a huge skills gap when it comes to developers coming in, and that's something that we try and help solve for. So immigration covers a lot of different areas of industries and topics.
Okay, fantastic. Well, just to dive into a couple of statistics then here. So given the unemployment rate is 4.3% and there's a demand for a lot of qualified candidates, it's obviously growing at a rapid rate, many companies are turning to overseas talent to fill their need. So how will decisions around H-1B visas affect companies who are relying on, you know, foreign travel and maintaining a diverse workforce?
Yeah, I love this question, actually. It's one of those, and not to be totally HR cliche, but it's one of those things that keeps me up at night because it's a really big issue. It's a really big topic. So if we look at the global talent landscape, we know that 77% of CEOs are concerned with the availability of key skills for their workers. And there's actually going to be a shortage of high-skilled workers by 2020 globally. And the estimates are actually totaling 40 million. So 40 million unfilled jobs. And primarily it's within STEM. So for the past 2 years, Envoy has worked with Harris Poll very closely, and we've surveyed over 500 HR employers, and we've really tried to understand, you know, where they are in terms of immigration and talent. And what we found in our 2017 immigration trends report is that 77% of employers say hiring foreign nationals is very to extremely important in their ability to fill that skills gap, and 55% actually expect their foreign national headcount to increase. And this was after the election. So just to give a little context to that number. So we know this issue is not going away. And we know that foreign nationals are really critical to our success as a country. Mm-hmm. So we look at the H-1B, which is certainly one of the most popular topics that we keep hearing about in the news. We can see that, you know, applications have actually increased almost 100% in 2 years. And the cap still is remaining at 85,000 slots. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it's really interesting. And our CMO, Jamie Gilpin, she recently gave a talk at Disrupt HR, mm-hmm. and she shared this statistic, which is startling and has stayed with me, but we have 975,000 international students in our schools right now at our universities, and over one third of them are actually studying STEM. But yet the H-1B cap mm-hmm. is primarily their only option to stay in this country mm-hmm. and work. So if the cap is 85,000, we're essentially training these students and then sending them back to compete with us mm-hmm. on a global scale. And if we're expected to grow our GDP, we need, you know, that labor force. We need the productivity growth. And we can't do that without immigrants. Mm-hmm. We know that for every job that an immigrant is hired for, 3.5 jobs are created. So it's a huge issue. It continues to be a huge issue. And until we solve for it at a national level and really look at it, the skills gap is going to continue to increase. Mm-hmm. And we're going to really find ourselves in an even broader talent shortage than we already are in.
Right. Well, I would say you are in a really good place at Envoy. It sounds like there's a huge need just within the market for education, like stats that Jamie gave, just to, you know, open everyone's eyes to what the challenges are, but also to think about it in a broader scale, which I think is nice. That was a new view. So thank you for sharing that with me. So to that point, how have the administration's decisions around H-1B visas impacted Envoy's business overall?
Mm-hmm. You know, we get this question a lot, and I think what the important thing to remember is none of these changes have actually happened. Congress hasn't passed anything yet. It's all proposed at this point. It's all speculation. So in many ways, it is business as usual. We do know that SHRM actually did a survey in 2016, and they asked HR practitioners where immigration fell on their list of the top 14 things that they mm-hmm. worried about, and it was number 14. And I can safely say after this year, I think it's escalated to at least the top three. So we are seeing it be more top of mind mm-hmm. for people, and organizations are more focused on creating an immigration policy if they mm-hmm. hadn't had one previously. In our immigration trends report, we asked people, you know, what their immigration policy looked like. And a lot of people are thinking of using, you know, green cards as a retention tactic. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely talk, and there's definitely talk about crafting those immigration policies internally. But as of right now, it's mainly speculation. Nothing has been passed by Congress.
Okay. Well, thank you for the insights.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, let's shift a little bit over to the marketing side of the house. So what excites you most about marketing today?
I love marketing. I'm a marketing junkie. I have a problem with just everything. I try and learn everything as much as possible. But for me, I think data is something that really interests me because there's no shortage of it. And I think for the first time, we're experiencing almost too much data and we're not really sure what to do with it, right? So we can look at behaviors and demographics and all of that stuff is really interesting. I mean, even if I'm sending out a newsletter, I'm that person that likes to go back and check within 5 minutes, okay, who's opened it and where are they located and what's their, you know, demographic look like? So for me, I think data is the most interesting and figuring out how to effectively utilize the data so it ties back into our key messaging and what our sales team is doing, how we can use that to really drive home, you know, the solution that we can solve for is just really, really interesting to me.
Oh, good. Okay. And I know for those of you, maybe we can do a future podcast talking about some of your success in creating data and doing campaigns and so forth, where you've been able to show interesting results around even just Twitter and webinars, you know, things that are pretty unique. So we'll have to table that for another talk. But you do really pay close attention to data and leverage it in your marketing, which is fantastic. So great. So what one tool, I know you're also kind of a tool junkie too, where you have different things that you love to use. I know you're also one of those marketers who will jump in to learn new tools, whether it be marketing automation tools or email tools, communication tools. What are some things that you're using today that you cannot live without?
I love marketing automation. I think it ties really nicely back into data and understanding patterns of behavior. So I've used Pardot and HubSpot and Marketo, and I think all of them have really unique features. I think one of the easier ones to use, in my opinion, is Pardot. I really like how it ties in with Salesforce very easily, very effectively. And I like the ability that it gives the user to create their own templates, and you don't necessarily have to go through a design team every single time. It really puts the power in the marketer's hands. So I'm a big fan of marketing automation tools. One of the tools from a project management perspective that I've really enjoyed using recently is Jira. So it was originally developed for coders and programming, and you can schedule sprints and everyone can make sure that they're staying on top of bugs. But our marketing team actually uses it internally to show exactly what we're working on every single week. You can track hours. You can really understand full picture what your team is doing and how we're all tied in together. And it's a pretty easy tool to learn. It can seem a little overwhelming at first if you've never used it, but I had never used it prior to taking on this role, and I learned it pretty easily, and it's really kept our team very organized, and it really gives a really full picture view as to what everyone's working on and when.
So, Jess Castaneda and Nikki Leonardi, if you are listening here today, maybe you could get a demo of Jira from Brittany. I think that might be a good idea since she's so immersed in it. We might want to take a look.
Sorry, Nikki. Sorry, Jess. Didn't mean to give one more thing to you both.
Anyway, okay, so I'm going to change things up a little bit for you. I did this on another podcast. For the sake of the listeners, just a heads up, Brittany has no idea that this is coming to her. But I know you so well. I've gotten to know you so well over the years. I thought it would be fun to do the word association game. So I'm just going to say a word.
Okay.
I have four of them, and you can just say what comes to mind.
Okay.
And in some cases, I'll tell you why I picked those words. So,
okay.
This is kind of a word, kind of not, but hashtag GSD.
Get shit done. Yeah. Get shit done. I take that hashtag very seriously. I am often quoting that. We recently read Radical Candor and looked at other resources, and it was unanimously decided that I fall into the GSD quadrant quite often. And it's something I think about every day.
Yeah. So for background, we would joke about that. Just if you see some tweets from us that say hashtag GSD, I think this started a year or two ago with Leah McKelvey too. We would just be getting shit done. We're going to have a productive day and make things happen. So I love it. And I love that about you and the way you work. You can always count on, you know, getting things done. There's no procrastinating. It's, yep, here's an idea. Let's do it. Let's get GSD. All right, so disrupt HR.
Really pushing the boundaries of what traditional HR means. I know that's more than one word, but Disrupt HR was really born out of a need for creating some innovation within an industry that can often feel very stale and very static. You know, we can recycle the same ideas because it's good enough, but to be able to bring together creative minds and really think through ways that can disrupt the industry has been so amazing, and I'm really thrilled that I'm a part of this amazing group of women that are really pushing the boundaries of innovation and really bringing out new ideas to old HR ideas.
Well, I had coffee yesterday with Nancy Harris, one of the co-founders, and she was telling me a little bit about some of the event formats, and I said, well, if there's anyone who can bring good ideas and experience to the table when it comes to events, it's certainly you, Brittany. All right, my next word, third word of four, mentor.
Vital. I really don't think I would be anywhere in my career or my life without mentors. And I didn't really understand the importance of mentorship until I got involved with Aura, I guess, four and a half years ago now. You know, you always hear about the importance of it, but until you actually see it in practice, you don't realize the significant impact it can truly make on you. So I'm a huge advocate for mentorship. I am constantly still bringing it up every opportunity I get. I don't think you can succeed alone, and to have mentors and a board of advisors in your corner can only help.
And I would say, knowing you from your grandmother to your mother, to your experience with Aura, to now Jamie Gilpin being a great mentor and leader for you as well. You have always surrounded yourself with really strong women, per se, but also I know you have, you know, male mentors as well. And what I love watching with you and your career progression is that you are now mentoring others as well. So you accept the mentorship, but you also are mentoring other people and have recently introduced me to some of those people too. So that's been fun to watch evolution-wise. Okay, our fourth and final word, family.
The most important thing ever, probably. I am really close with my family, and I think a lot of that, I've always been close with my family, but I'm also married the right person. He's amazing and wonderful, and the importance that he puts on family and the values that he has created in his life are a direct result of how close his family is and how close we all are. And we always talk about, you know, what's really important in life, and we're both really, really driven in our careers, and we have all of these lofty goals that we want to succeed, but every time we think about truly what's important, it's family. And it's, we talk constantly about, oh, when we create a family, what does that look like? And how do we want our family to be? So we don't have children yet, but we always talk about what that will look like and what we can hopefully instill in them. And a lot of that comes directly from my mom and his parents. So we're extremely fortunate, and we know it, and we really try and appreciate our family as much as we possibly can.
So my notes on family were really, it's at the root of who you are. And the wonderful thing, and I think Emily Tatum, who's here, the producer of the Edge podcast, can attest to, you treat everyone you surround like family. And it's the root of who you are as a person, but it's also how you are in business, which is fantastic and sets you apart from other people. So, Brittany, it was wonderful having you with us today. If anyone would like to learn more about Envoy, questions on H-1Bs, or just get in touch with you to hear more about Disrupt HR or marketing trends, how could they get in touch with you?
Yeah, a few ways. You can always contact me through LinkedIn. I am constantly on LinkedIn. Also on Twitter, I'm at Brittany Salazar, BRITNISALAZAR. And I'm constantly updating Twitter all of the time. And then certainly you can reach out on the Envoy website, which is envoyglobal.com.
Excellent. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this week's The Edge episode. If you enjoy this podcast, please rate and subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. And you can also email me at etatum, T-A-T-U-M, at clearedgemarketing.com. And let me know if you have any questions or if you want to hear about anything in particular as it relates to our Women in Staffing series or our marketing episodes. So just shoot me an email and I look forward to connecting with you. Thank you.